empower youth to disconnect from the screen. We're reviewing a few recent studies next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Is your boat registered and insured for the summer season? Most boats must have proof of insurance on board and be properly registered with bow numbers and stickers. Take the Utah Boating or Coast Guard Auxiliary courses, and you just might get a discount on your insurance. For a copy, call 801-538-BOAT. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Empower youth to take control of their own screen time. Sarah Clem with the Renegade Youth Club helps make the change.
Renegade is a camp that's based on a book called Do Hard Things. So to put it in a nutshell, it's a camp that is focused on character development, teaching kids that they're capable of more than they might realize, and challenging them to master their digital appetite so they don't get distracted and they can focus on who they want to be, where they want to go with their life. And some people are not making that connection, that it has a lot more to do with our screens than we might be willing to admit, that the research is coming out that's proving the enormous effect that screens are having on all of us and on our connections, on our sense of self, on our perceptions of life and our abilities to thrive and to be fully present. We really want them to take charge of their lives. There's a book that is called The App Generation by Howard Gardner and Katie Davis, and in it, it says today's youth are more likely to feel that their lives are controlled by external social forces rather than growing out of an internal locus of control. So we want them to get that control back where they feel like they're authoring their own life. They get to write the words on each page each day and really own the direction that they're taking and thinking of their life as a creation that's completely in their hands. They're not victims. So there is another book called The Big Disconnect. It's by Katherine Steiner Adair. You can tell I love to study this topic. She says that kids between ages 8 and 18 spend more time on their screens than doing any other activity besides sleeping. The average is 7.5 hours a day.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.